It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, August 4th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Nancy Pelosi. She has left Taiwan after visiting the government there in Taipei for a day. Ended her day on Wednesday with a speech, a message of solidarity with the island of Taiwan, and pushing back against the threats from the Chinese Communist Party, taking a swipe at China's President Xi. This trip to Taiwan, which was unannounced but widely reported and highly anticipated, has provoked the Chinese government, which claims the island as part of its territory. President Xi has made it clear that sooner or later, Taiwan will be reintegrated into the mainland, and China threatened a forceful response, a military response, if Pelosi visited the island. So since Pelosi has left and nothing has happened to this point, there are some who are saying, ah, see, the Chinese were just bluffing. Not necessarily. China ramped up its actions, military activity around the island, as I told you yesterday, live fire exercises at 6 places around the island, including missile tests to the east of the island in the vicinity of the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group. The Chinese also sent aircraft into Taiwan's air defense zone, and the Chinese Foreign Ministry released a statement Tuesday that the visit seriously infringes upon China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Now, these military drills are scheduled to continue through Saturday. Bear in mind, the Chinese don't always operate on an American time frame, and drills like this are often used as cover for imminent invasions, just as the Russians did with their military exercises just prior to invading Ukraine on February 28th. Also, for China to back down in front of the entire world just one day after celebrating the 95th anniversary of the People's Liberation Army seems somewhat unlikely. So we'll keep a close eye on this. At least as of this recording, thankfully, nothing in terms of an invasion. Topic number 4, gender wars. The Tavistock Clinic in the UK, the National Health Service's controversial child transgender clinic, will shut its doors. This follows a scathing report that it was not safe for children. The Gender Identity Service, or GIDS, at Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust will be replaced by regional centers at existing children's hospitals, which will provide more holistic care with strong links to mental health services. The point here being that most children, surveys find, I mean, the vast majority of children, like upwards of 80%, will grow out of this idea that they're trapped in the wrong gender by the time they're 18 or 19, if left alone and counseled, because gender reassignment, which is disingenuously referred to as gender affirmation procedures, don't correct the underlying mental, psychological issues that lead to gender dysphoria in the first place. Anyway, this review was led by senior pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass, who warned that the gender clinic was not a safe or viable long-term option. She found that other mental health issues were overshadowed in favor of gender identity issues when children were referred to Tavistock's gender identity clinic. You've got problems, you feel sad, it's because you're really a boy. This clinic has treated at least 9,000 children for gender dysphoria since it opened in 1989, but there's been a sharp rise in referrals to GIDS in recent years. There were more than 5,000 referrals over the past year, up from just a few hundred 10 years ago. Peer pressure, social media, activists, and dare I use the word, grooming children online. And the psychiatrist who blew the whistle on the children's gender clinic at Tavistock is now calling for the equivalent clinic in Scotland to close immediately. Dr. David Bell said that the Sandyford Young People's Gender Service in Glasgow is based on a similar model to Tavistock. Bell was a former staff governor at Tavistock, author of a report that raised concerns about its gender identity development services. He's also warning that the Scottish National Party's government stance on affirming gender transition was, quote, likely to make it more difficult for them to see the damage that's being done to children by inappropriate experimental treatment, end quote. And remember, reported earlier this week that the FDA has put warning labels now on puberty-blocking drugs because it appears they're causing issues inside the brain. We don't have any long-term data on these effects of these drugs, because there has been no long-term studies on them. That seems to be a pattern in healthcare bureaucracies lately. Topic number three, border war. Los Angeles County and California in general seem to be just determined to implode, to self-destruct. They persistently defend their immigration policies, which amount to an open border, by declaring that they are inclusive and welcoming, basically inviting anyone to slip across the border without documentation. Laws have been passed to allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, and at least a million illegals in California have done so. Now, Los Angeles County's Board of Supervisors has unanimously decided to allow illegal immigrants to take positions in government without ever applying for citizenship. The rule was passed under a new inclusive hiring program. This is just another step in a long list of policies that make Southern California a sort of a nebulous region that exists within the United States, but is also separate and apart from it. It's an open doorway, allowing border violators to cross without fear of prosecution. Millions of people now have taken up residence in the state and relying on existing state and federal entitlements programs into which they do not pay. This is not sustainable. When a leftist politician says government workforce needs to reflect the community it represents, he or she is referring only to gender orientation and skin color, which is not only irrelevant, it's also really biased. The only thing that matters is that those people hired by government, or for any business for that matter, are the best people for the job, not the color of their skin or who they prefer to be intimate with. And allowing non-citizens to draw on social programs they're not paying into is unsustainable, not only economically, but politically. Because at some point, states like, well, Missouri will say, we don't want to be unequally yoked with a state that is a drain on the resources of the nation as a whole. Topic number two, Biden versus Idaho. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit against Idaho Tuesday. This is the first challenge to the Supreme Court's ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade this summer. The lawsuit challenges Idaho's near-total abortion ban, which will take effect on the 25th of August. The Department of Justice argues that Idaho's law would violate the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, which says that hospitals receiving Medicare funds must provide medical treatment necessary to stabilize that condition before transferring or discharging the patient. Now, Idaho's law does, in fact, allow for exceptions to its abortion law restrictions for rape or incest, which has been reported to police prior to the abortion, and the state will not prosecute physicians who perform abortions with good faith medical judgment based on the facts known to save a woman's life. This is according to a report at justthenews.com. Last month, the Department of Justice created a task force aimed at protecting abortion rights in the wake of that Supreme Court decision. But Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Idaho lawsuit has nothing to do with going around the Supreme Court. Right. Coming up, our biggest cybersecurity challenge as a nation? You'll never guess what it is. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist? And does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, our biggest cybersecurity challenge as a nation has nothing to do with bits and bytes. It's all about skin color. President Biden's incoming cybersecurity deputy has claimed that systemic racism is one of the greatest threats to U.S. cybersecurity. Camille Stewart is a former strategist with Google. Biden is tapped for White House Deputy National Cyber Director. She argues that our hashtag NatSec apparatus must be part of dismantling systemic racism and pursuing anti-racist and anti-hate policy outcomes. Yes, for Ms. Stewart, that is a chief national security focus. Not the Russians, not the Chinese, not the North Koreans, not the Iranians trying to hack into our government networks and extract sensitive, critical, secret information. It's systemic racism. Stewart was a policy advisor during the Obama administration's Department of Homeland Security. She's criticized the United States as intrinsically racist, claiming that the U.S. economy lost $16 trillion because of racism against black Americans, and she warned in 2020 that systemic racism will ruin this economy. Now, she's partly right. It's an inordinate focus on systemic racism instead of, say, the Chinese, Russians, North Koreans, and Iranians that will destroy this country. United States, well, the world suffers from lack of knowledge. That's not a new thing. The prophet Hosea wrote exactly that about 2,700 years ago. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So get some. Skywatch Films, offering cutting-edge documentaries on subjects as wide-ranging as the transhumanist movement, which is tied directly to this the transgender activism, the idea that we can be whatever we want to be, regardless of what our biology dictates. The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's expose of the UFO phenomenon and how it ties to, spirituality. That and much more. These documentaries from Skywatch Films are available to watch instantly through streaming video in full HD for as little as just $3. Take advantage of these offers. Again, you can find them all at skywatchfilms.com. Instant access, full HD for as little as $3 at skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our thank you for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada is the very timely book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil. What we face as a nation is a spiritual assault. It just looks like politics. And Colonel McGinnis goes into great detail documenting why it poses an existential threat to these United States. For your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, essentially you name the price, we'll send you a copy of Colonel McGinnis's book. Find out more and donate online if you are so led at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. 4985. Join us in the Holy Land. Get a chance to look at the battlegrounds, the original ground zero in this long-running supernatural war from Mount Hermon to Mount Zion, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's where the rebellion began and where it will all end. And we will be teaching and preaching all along the way. Sharon and me, along with our colleagues, Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program here at Skywatch TV, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, author of a brand new book, by the way, that we highly recommend, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. He's got some great research. For example, the actual historic location of the crucifixion site and the burial tomb of Jesus. They're not on the tours. Just to give you a hint, the crucifixion site is now a parking lot on the Mount of Olives. We will go there. We'll go all the places you want to see, Jerusalem, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, Capernaum, but we will also go to places not on the beaten track, Gilgal, Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants in the Golan Heights, Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, and much more. We've got a complete itinerary posted at SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com, so you get an idea of what you'll see on this tour, and there's a place for you to reserve your spot as well at SkywatchInIsrael.com. The Assyrian, he's mentioned a few times in the Old Testament. Ezekiel makes mention of him, Micah makes mention, Isaiah. Who is this mysterious character? Could he be the Old Testament conception of the Antichrist? Ryan Peterson, the author of The Final Nephilim, is our guest on Skywatch TV's main program this week. Don't miss the show. Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team really enjoyed these discussions with Ryan. And you'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air broadcast posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you just set your own schedule, not only for the main show, but all of our programs, Simply His, these daily news updates, and more. If you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, you could also download our free mobile app, and that brings it all right into your smartphone or tablet, along with important news updates and a calendar of our upcoming events. The free mobile app, that is, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and you'll find the links to their app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.